In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This morning we have set aside some time to send off one of our families that's going off to seminary. And it's not like we're going to see the last of them, because Mama and children are going to be flying up, I think, a week from tomorrow to Seattle to spend some time with her parents, and then Daddy will be back here. We'll still be in town wrapping up loose ends and moving, but we wanted to do this officially today. And obviously they'll be back to visit, at least I hope they'll be back to visit. But we're sending off today Nicholas and Anicia Matrakos and their children. Nicholas is the fourth person I've sent to seminary since I've been a priest. And we'll honor them today with an autoclasia, which is what we do when we pray for the living, and also coffee hour. The coffee hour, Leslie Ted and I had fully intended to sponsor the coffee hour, but the parish council insisted on that, so we thank you very much. Nick and Anicia are known to, I think, most everybody who is a regular, semi-regular, or even irregular churchgoer. Anicia is the daughter of Father Fotios and Presbytera Kathy Dumont, and who serves in Seattle. That's where she spent her adolescence and where she went to college at the University of Washington. And she's been down here in San Francisco doing many things, but one of the things that she has done is completed her prerequisites to write her dissertation in ancient history and Mediterranean archaeology at Cal. And she's begun writing it. So we wish her well in that endeavor. And I think we all know that she is just a kind, dear, beautiful soul. Nicholas has, in the time he's been here, built a successful career in biomedical engineering. He's been a tireless volunteer of the parish, a faithful parish council member, chanter, instrumental in our Greek dance group, has been working on some Metropolis projects, very involved in FDF, music in the Metropolis, the strategic plan. And together, the two of them, as if that's not enough, together the two of them have had three children, and they are the friend in Kumbadi to many. So today's readings are especially appropriate as we get ready to say goodbye to them and send them to seminary. First, these words of St. Paul, and it's if you've never been to seminary, these words might not make much sense, but if you have, you understand it completely. And this is not the context to which St. Paul wanted to apply them when he wrote them, but there were no seminaries then. But avoid stupid controversies, genealogies, dissensions, and quarrels over the law, for they are unprofitable and futile. As for a man who is factious, after admonishing him once or twice, have nothing more to do with him, knowing that such a person is perverted and sinful. He is self-condemned. And you say, at seminary, are there super controversies and dissensions and quarrels over the law and factiousness? The answer is yes. And while that might be scandalous to some, the truth of the matter is that people who have that leadership trait think that they can do it better than anybody else, which is why they're leaders. But you put a group of people like that in one environment, it can be a little bit off-putting. So that is the reason for that. And then, God willing, all of these people who have this leadership trait will learn a little bit of humility along the way as well. But it is, avoid all those controversies. Instead, think about the gospel reading this morning. Here's what Jesus says: "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hid, nor do men light a lamp and put it under a bushel, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house." Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. And to date, both as individuals and as a married couple, this is how you have lived. And may these be words that guide you during seminary, and quite frankly, may you be the light of the world, and let your light shine before men every day of your life. It is a special joy this morning to have with us His Eminence for this autoclasia, and also the States, Presbytera Michael and Father Michael and Presbytera Sophie, who have just been assigned to Concord, having Father Michael had been the assistant in Northridge for some time, and now he'll be serving the Concord Parish. We're very glad that they'll be in the neighborhood as well. And of course, like so many people here today, they are Kumbari with Nicholas Onisio.